Wow.
All right, folks.
My mic is really sensitive right now.
All right, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Wow, we're having some technical difficulties right now.
I think we figured it out.
All right, let's try this. Let's try this again.
I hope this is going over on radio. This isn't just like
I hope you guys are
like
understanding what we're
this
going through right now.
This just doesn't sound like we're insane.
Welcome back to space. In our space currently, we're having some terrible mic feedback that we're in the process of working on. So I apologize for your ears. I still hear it.
It's very slight. And it's definitely...
All right.
This mic. It's definitely this mic.
Okay. Let's try that. Is that any better?
We'll find out.
All right. Welcome back, guys. We're here with another episode. This is our 1970s special.
Which is going to be a lot of fun.
Which is going to be electric.
I mean, I had to send you at least like 30, 40 songs
I got
earlier.
Probably the longest text I've ever received from Jack Chilstowski today. My roommate was concerned in regards to what it was saying. However, it was just a list of like 50 songs for this evening. So we've gone through those and we have a pretty good show for you today. I'm really excited. Mr. Chilstowski's pretty excited too. Our loyal fans, I'm sure, are also relatively excited, I hope. On that note, we're going to play some music and work on the mic situation.
Jack's
scared to talk.
This mic.
It's definitely our favorite blue microphone here at WJRH. So to kick things off while we deal with our electrical situation.
Dancing in the moonlight. Which, it'll play, hopefully.
Hopefully
this all plays and this all works.
We'll be right back. Enjoy this song. It means a lot to both of us. And
it plays all the time.
So here you go. Dancing in the Moonlight.
Out of sight, but they don't bark and they
All right, folks.
I hope. Oh, that's so much better.
This is so much better.
That sounds infinitely, infinitely better.
Thanks for your patience, guys. We've made some adjustments and
found another microphone.
Found another microphone. Figured out the aux cord situation. You know,
it's a little bit of a mess in here, but you know what? I think it's a little bit of a mess all on campus. I think everybody's kind of
everybody
can smell spring break. It's just like tangible, just enough that I think everybody is ready to.
We're all reaching for it, like a tree that's growing dollar bills.
The papers, the projects are all coming up, and it's
culminating in the rainy weather today. Also, we've had very nice weather here in Easton for the last few days, like 70, high 50s, high 60s.
Yeah.
Sunny, everyone's on the quad throwing frisbees around, and there's dogs everywhere and
like,
babies.
Comfortably can like wear shorts and like maybe
and a
sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah.
If like you need it, if it gets kind of breezy, like
it's been beautiful. Autumn. And then today, out of nowhere, it decides to like
be 40 degrees, completely overcast, and
pouring rain.
Just the kind of rain, not the kind of rain though that's like, you know, you just get a dump. It's the kind of rain that lasts all day.
All day.
Started raining at like 11 and it's still raining
it's
now.
It's just consistently wet, which is uncomfortable, you know, and yeah. But you know what?
Now we're down in this just absolute sauna
of a basement. And we get to hang out with you guys.
And listen to music.
And that's really fun. So we're really excited. Dancing in the Moonlight.
King Harvest. Eric Matthews, one of his favorite songs.
Kate Rogers.
When he had to step in to host my other show, that was one of the songs that he decided to play.
I would have played it for him on his birthday.
Like that.
It means a lot.
It's funny how a lot of the songs on this list I could actually associate with a lot of people.
I love
more so
music
than
does
more so
that.
Than the previous 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, might as well keep the ball rolling here, right?
Oh yeah. 10cc.
All right.
10cc. The things we do for love.
Things to do for love. I was looking through 70s music earlier today, actually, and I noticed and I pointed out to my friend that most of the songs that I have listened to from the 70s have to do with love or have the word love in the title. So I tried to avoid those songs for today's episode. But Jack sent this one, so.
I mean, it's 10cc.
It's
you have to
70s
just...
classic. All right.
It's a good song. You know what? It's been the first song on the playlist of like all of the 70s music I've been listening to. So when I take a shower, that's like the first song.
Always.
And it's been a quality one.
All right.
It's been a quality one.
Enjoy, folks. Here we go.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break out, she says she wants to make up. Agreed to disagree, but disagree to what? When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
So yes, so welcome back. So hi, there was a pause in our background music there for a second. My apologies.
That was Sister Golden Hair. We were talking about it. I love America as a band. Is a band I love.
It's just a very Jack reason. Band. It's a very Jack music band. I feel we were just having a nice conversation about how much we're appreciating the 70s music right now.
It's really been fantastic.
It's really been fantastic.
I mean,
so
for
far.
Our generation, I mean, now, like, my sister was even beyond, like, her age group was beyond Guitar Hero, the video game.
Yes, Guitar Hero. So this is
the playlist
this
that
is
they
worth
chose.
Pointing like, out, yes.
It's all the 70s
it's
for
all
the most
the 70s.
Part.
I was talking with my roommate earlier tonight, Maxine, And I was playing some songs on my laptop out loud, just getting ready for the show. And she walked in and she was like, "It's crazy that I know all these songs." And I was like, "Well, how do you know them?" And she told me that one day in high school, she stayed home sick and she just played nothing but Guitar Hero for 8 hours or whatever. And she learned all the classic 70s hits. And, you know, that's one way to go about it.
That's like the same story I've had. One of my friends at home, my friend that's coincidentally also named Jack, who I assure you is a real person and mm-hmm. isn't just like a figment of my imagination.
Yeah.
He was never allowed to get an Xbox. He got a Wii when he was very young, and then that was it. That's where it stopped. So he got Guitar Hero and Beatles Rock Band and learned...
Beatles Rock Band's a big
lefty,
one, too.
Lefty, righty, all levels, all skill levels. He was the master of it.
I have to call out one of my friends right now because Mr. Cole Raymond might be one of the best Guitar Hero players I've ever seen in my life.
That might be possible.
It might be possible. I've
seen him play once.
I've never been unimpressed by his Guitar Hero skills. He's listening from Europe somewhere. Last I heard, he was in Copenhagen.
He's living it up.
He's living it up.
His stories are great. I'm glad I can almost like just, you know, live vicariously through him almost in his stories. I can see. I enjoy it, the humor in it.
He's one of our most loyal listeners. Even though it's like probably 12 in the morning there.
Yeah, and my sister's art class.
Yeah,
and as I came to find out this week.
Art class listens to the show too. So hey guys. Anyways, moving right along. What are we listening to next, Jack?
Band on the Run. Paul McCartney and the Wings. Just
anything to add?
I don't have anything to add. All right. I think the song speaks for itself.
Let's just dip our toes right into it then, shall we?
Thank you.
So yes, we're back.
That was perfect.
That was perfect. That was "You're So Vain,"
by Carly Simon.
Yeah, a great song. One of my favorite songs, actually, probably ever. Period.
It's a bold statement.
It really is. I've listened to that song a ton. I'm not the hugest Carly Simon fan. I
can't say I am either.
I
honestly neither. I can say the same for Paul McCartney and the Wings. I love Band on the Run. I love a handful of other songs, but
we were just noticing the similarities in those two songs, actually. As Paul McCartney and the Wings was playing, they have very similar chord progressions. Someone should do a mix of the two. That'd be cool. If anyone out there is a big music mixer, I'm sure there's a couple of
you. I'm sure there's someone listening that can do that.
Some DJ somewhere, some aspiring SoundCloud mashup worker. I don't know what they're called. Musical engineer, whatever.
SoundCloud isn't my platform of choice.
I think that like people's music platforms say a lot about that person. Like, I'm a
absolutely
ride or die Spotify girl. I know you're a Google Music person, which I think makes a lot of sense for you.
It does.
And
it's so that I could get my dad's entire iTunes library uploaded to my phone.
That's interesting.
Because Apple has a problem
where
my dad uploads a lot of like CDs that he's had over the years mm-hmm. to iTunes so that he could get it on his first generation iPod. And
his first generation iPod.
Well, like the original iPod,
I
should
they're
say.
They're bricks. They're
great.
Indestructible.
It was like the last one, the last version of it, mm-hmm. but it was the original iPod. And so you would upload all those, but they would never go to my mom's phone on iTunes because they weren't bought.
On her phone. Yeah,
yeah, they weren't bought on the iTunes store. They were just uploaded to it.
Yeah.
But Google Music allows me to get all of those songs on my phone.
I can tell you, honestly, that I don't know any other person, personally, who uses Google Music besides Jack Chilstone.
I honestly think that, like, I think $3.99 that I pay a month, or every 2 months or something like that, for it, is maybe the only money that they get for the Google Music subscription. I'm going to get an email, like a personal email one day, yeah. like, hey, we got to shut down the platform. You're the only one on it. Like, no, I'm sorry.
They'll be like, thank you so much for your support over the last however many years.
And then they're going to say, just show how much money they've made on it.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be me. It's just going to be like one line in an Excel sheet, and it's just going to say Jack Chilstowski.
Before they burn down the Google Music building headquarters, they'll write your name on the wall. You know, send you a picture.
He kept us going.
And then it'll be
for like at least 2 years.
Yeah, at least 2 years.
That'd be really sad if they just come on.
So if anyone out there's looking for an investment opportunity, what we're saying is buy Google Music and then make it better. And make it so that people want to use it.
Yeah, because it doesn't work that well.
Or just get Spotify like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
That doesn't matter. Neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. Everyone has their own methods of consumption, as it may be.
Very quickly, before we get to our next song, which is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And you've been privy to our space for 30 minutes.
My name's Lillian Curry.
And I'm Jack Chilstowski, and this is, this is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Enjoy.
We
really glad that happened again, but that was just Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan and Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
All right. These mics are just hypersensitive right now.
They really are.
To hear it. Yeah, so that was Steely Dan, Mr. Dan. Huge Steely Dan fan.
Just random beating in the wall outside.
Pounding coming out from outside. That's nice.
Always good to hear.
So Jack and I were just discussing that there actually is way more music that we would like to play on this episode than we have time for.
Which is always upsetting.
Which is very upsetting. But we're not going to cry about it.
We're just going to kind of keep going.
We're just going to kind of keep rolling.
I mean, the next song is a classic Guitar Hero song for me. Just kind of rolling back on that whole song. I'm just looking at it. Mm-hmm. So when we're going. When we're getting ready to play it, you know. I'm excited. I like this. I haven't heard this song in a while.
Yeah, we were just talking about how...
But man, I love King Charlemagne by Steely Dan.
I love King Charlemagne.
I love that song.
So if you didn't know, if it wasn't obvious, we do our episodes by decade each week. So next week, we would love for you to join us for the 80s. However, it's going to be quite the task to narrow down our song list. I don't really know how we're going to do it. We're just going to have a meeting. I think we're going to have a sit-down meeting.
We're going to have to really decide what kind of genres we're going to honestly exclude. Because there's going to have to be just like certain genres that just don't even get. Because honestly, like, you know, most of this is
so
all...
So no pop and no disco.
Yeah, I think that's what we should remove from the 80s.
Just reggae.
Texas blues.
Texas blues and country. I think that's what we're going to go with next week.
Let's go.
Let's go. What's up next, Mr. Chelst?
Oh, The Joker by Steve Miller Band.
All right. Let's give it a listen, shall we?
We shall.
Little space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all. I'm a grinner, I'm
sit on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from me? Can't you stand?
Mercy, Mercy Me, great song.
It took me a lot of time going through Marvin Gaye songs to
pick which one.
That song is really, really good, though.
And the Jokers.
And the Joker, obviously.
Steve Miller Band tends to deliver when I need Steve Miller Band in my life.
Yeah. There's only 11 minutes left.
I know. There's so much music left on this playlist.
We would just like to take this brief interruption to remind everyone to wash their hands.
Please,
when there is a life-threatening virus and when there is not a life-threatening virus.
Look,
we
when
should
it comes
be
to non-financial risk management,
when it comes to
and,
non-
and the financial
versus
services provided by it,
mm-hmm.
The coronavirus is a, as we learned today in Stephen Swidler's class.
Yes, it is a
incredible threat.
Incredible threat. A Hurricane Sandy level.
Nothing here, though. Like, fingers crossed. Knock on wood. Like,
knock
we've been
on wood. So far, Easton, Pennsylvania remains untouched by coronavirus. And I think it just has to do with the fact that not a lot of people leave here and then come back.
Yeah.
To be fair.
No,
so,
it's been so public. I feel like everybody has been, like, generally, like, it's been, you know, Byerly has sent out emails about it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone here, at least
Deans
in Lafayette,
have,
is very
like, wash your hands. You know,
yeah.
It's been
parents, I know for sure, my
mom reached
my
out to me today.
Has reached out to me today and most days reminding me to drink lots of water. You know, Clorox wipe my door handle every now and then. It's all good stuff, but we all should be doing it all the time.
Regardless of
anyway.
The coronavirus.
So just keep in mind that it's not just these extenuating circumstances. Everyone should work on their own health. Drink water, eat leafy greens, wash your hands, you know, all the little things that combine into living a healthy lifestyle. Sleeping enough.
That's never going to happen on a college campus.
Et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I think we should just move along with music.
The Isley Brothers.
The Isley Brothers.
People of Today.
People of Today. Okay, People of Today. I also, again,
and then the second song is another favorite of mine. Unrelated to Guitar Hero.
Wow, unrelated to Guitar Hero? Shocked and afraid. It also is interesting, the music, yes, okay, I'm wrapping it up, but the music that we've been playing last week and this week, I love how it still remains in the zeitgeist, and like the messages that all these songs are sending are still very contemporary, and especially with the 60s music and stuff and the social change that we're experiencing. I'll just stop talking to you now. Anyway, here we go.
I was interested to see where you're going, but
it was a point. It doesn't matter. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
But anyways, People of Today.
By
the Isley Brothers.
Enjoy. All right.
Dancing on the sands of time, bumping down your mind, you climb. Frustration is the way you feel, and wondering if it's all for real. Now people of the day, yeah, yeah. People of the day, yeah.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining?
We've taken it upon ourselves to just briefly play maybe 15 seconds of every song that we wanted to play for the rest of the episode.
Kissing My Love, Bill Withers. Autumn, Love, Chet Baker. 25 or 6-4, Chicago, Money, 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 ABBA. Silly Love Songs, The Wings. Love Machine by The Miracles. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by The Bee Gees. And Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon Garfunkel. And People of Today by The Isley Brothers.
And you can find all of these songs on my Spotify, labeled in episodes. If you would like to, my Spotify is Lillian_Curry.
Shameless plug.
Anything else you have to say besides explaining?
Well, thank you so much for listening. Come in next week. If you have suggestions for the 80s, send them in. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been a space that you've been a part of.
My name is Lillian Curry.
And I'm Jack Shostowski, and the last song we have is My Sharona, by The Knack.
Thank you so much, guys, for sticking with us through this experience. It's been a week. Enjoy the last few notes of My Sharona. We'll see you next week.